If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Edgar Mercado, or Mercado, Mercado probably, 50 years old, picture of him in the paper today, lost his job. He worked at the Jewel Distribution Facility in Melrose Park, but he was laid up with cyclosporiasis for so long, they let him go. So now he's lost his job, so now he is suing. And the attorney that is representing him and many others is Ron Simon of Ron Simon & Associates. Thanks for joining us, Ron. How are you?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
You're not in Chicago, though. Where are you out of?
We're based in Houston, Texas, but we have lawyers in every state to help us with these cases.
So this is a specialty for your firm? You do these kinds of cases?
It is. Ron Simon & Associates is one of the only law firms in the world that specializes only in food poisoning cases. We don't do car wrecks. We don't do anything but food poisoning.
So I guess you have some expertise that would benefit these clients. How did you find this gentleman in Chicago then? Did they find you or did you find him?
They find us by virtue of the fact that my law firm has been involved in every major outbreak in the last 30 years. We developed a reputation to handle these kind of cases and against these particular defendants. For example, in this outbreak, we've handled hundreds of cases against Taco Bell and Taylor Farms in the past for cyclospora poisoning.
Wait, this has come up before?
It has. Taylor Farms is a repeat offender.
I heard in a podcast this morning that one of the things that made me angry about Taylor Farms, and, you know, I don't know that anybody benefits from bankrupting a business. It's been a successful business. But when this outbreak occurred, the question was which lettuce from which farms that they were distributing might be contaminated. And they did not want to reveal their distribution scheme. You know, they didn't want everybody to know who they're distributing the lettuce to because they thought that would be anti-competitive. So while there were codes that they would distribute, even the people that were using the restaurant, the lettuce, say restaurants, they didn't know if that was coded to be, you know, dangerous or not. And I thought they should have been more forthright about that information. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
I do, and I think you make a very salient point. The problem here is the lack of transparency from both Taylor Farms and Taco Bell. Taylor Farms knows exactly where the contaminated lettuce went, but they've only been revealing it in bits and pieces. They still have not come out and said, these are the states that we placed the contaminated lettuce in Taco Bell stores. They've only admitted the outbreak to the extent the CDC has caught them in those states.
So were your clients people who got infected or people who lost money as a result? Like this gentleman here is out of income now. So I think that's one kind of a case. What if Jewel hired him back? Then would he still be a client of yours?
Sure. So we represent people who were tested positive for cyclospora or diagnosed with cyclospora and therefore had to seek medical treatment. Those are the cases we are taking. And we represent over 500 clients across the country in this outbreak with exactly that criteria.
So if I got sick from cyclospora, and I guess I can prove it to you, do I need some sort of medical document or something like that?
Yes. We interview the clients and ask them that question. Do you have a positive test for cyclospora? Or were you diagnosed by a doctor with cyclospora? The reason we take that second group of clients is because In most of the states, particularly in Ohio and Michigan, the doctors are running out of cyclospora tests. The outbreak is so big. And so you see a lot of clients that come in that say, hey, can I get tested for cyclospora? Here are my symptoms. And the doctors are telling them, hey, I don't need to test you. I've seen 30 people like you today with the exact same symptoms. I'm going to prescribe you Bacterium for your cyclospora illness.
So is this a class action suit then? Is that what you call this?
This is a great question. To be honest with you, my law firm has not, will not, and never will file class actions. And the reason is because I think class action lawyers are lazy. And they're lazy because what they do is they take all their clients, they put them in one bucket, and they treat them all the same. And that's just not the reality of what we have here in the United States in this outbreak. Every one of these victims has a story to be told. They have different outcomes, different medical bills, different lost wages, different periods of illness, and different acuteness of their symptoms. And all of those factors go into valuing what a food poisoning case is worth, and they're all different. So we at Ron Simon & Associates take great pains to tell each one of our clients' stories individually, to settle and negotiate each one of those clients individually so they get the absolute maximum return on their case.
Can you give me a range that you are going to ask for? What would they expect?
I can tell you that in the past, we have settled cyclospora cases for as little as $20,000 and as high as several million. It just depends on what the medical picture and the medical records say.
That's per person?
Yes.
So maybe this gentleman who was so sick, I mean, the last sentence in the Sun-Times story today, I was praying to God every day to take this away from me. He had it bad, and he's lost money. So maybe he's more than a $20,000 case. What's the next step? What's the timeline? What do you think your chances are?
So I've already been contacted by Taco Bell and Taylor Farms on the outbreak. In fact, they called me right when the outbreak broke. They called me, and I can't reveal the contents of that confidential conversation, but the basic message was, look, Ron, we have a huge problem. We know that you and your law firm will be representing most of the clients in this outbreak, and we want to work with you to make sure we take care of them.
That's a good sign.
It is. And so, like I said, we're taking all valid cases. These people are entitled to be paid. I feel very strongly that they will be paid, and handsomely.
So,
for the injuries they've endured.
Well, one last thing, and then I'll let you go. We'll probably catch up with you later. But then this doesn't go to trial, per se. This is something that you will negotiate a settlement on behalf of your clients?
Great question. In most of these cases, the cases will be settled without a lawsuit. In fact, maybe all of them will. But in the event that I and Taco Bell and Taylor Farms can't reach an agreement, we'll try the case and see what a jury says.
We'll call you again another day. I'm sure there are more Chicagoans that would be interested in your services. There's certainly one man in Jefferson Park who is. Ron Simon of Ron Simon & Associates. Okay, Ron, thanks for your time. Very interesting.
Thanks for having me. Happy to help.